Well, we have arrived at the end of 2024.
我们有多么美好的事情在2024年。
It's gone by so very quickly.
很快就会过去了。
As we look back, we see that there might have been some really wonderful things that have happened.
如果我们往回看的时候，我们就发现有好多美妙的事情已经发生了。
And yet, for some of us, there's been some difficult times.
但对某些人来说，也经历了一些困难的事情。
Now, in spite of what has happened, God is always with us.
无论发生了什么，神永远正跟我们在一起的。
And yet, as we look forward into 2025, may we plan what might be best for us.
如果我们向前看到2025年的时候，我们计划什么是最为给我们最好的呢？
Do none of us plan to fail?
但没有人想计划失败。
However, many of us fail because we do not plan.
但是我们好多人失败，正是因为我们不计划。
And it's critical that we need to plan wisely.
我们非常重要的事情就是要计划的非常的聪明的计划。
Now, just because we plan, that does not necessarily mean that it will come to being.
即使我们有计划了，也不一定它能够实现。
However, when we do plan, it increases the probability that it will happen.
但是我们计划的时候呢，它就提高了我们成功的几率。
Well, how do we go about planning for the future?
那我们应该怎么去计划未来呢？
I believe there is the wrong way of planning and there is the right way of planning.
我知道我们有错误的计划的方式，也有正确的计划的方式。
In the wrong way of planning, where we tend to be self-centered.
这种错误的计划的方式就是以自我为中心。
And we see this as we turn to our scripture reading in James chapter 4, verses 13.
我们可以看到，在读经圣经的时候，在雅各书十三章十四节。
In verse 13, it says, "Now listen, you who say today and tomorrow, well, we will go to this and that city, spend a year there, carry on business and make money."
你们有话说，今天或明天我们要去某个城里面去，在那里面住一年，做些买卖，然后赚钱。
So when we plan for the future, the wrong way of planning can devastate us.
如果我们计划是有错误的计划方法，可能会伤害到我们。
And there's two wrong way of planning.
那边有两种错误的方式。
First, we tend to overestimate our abilities.
第一个就是我们过高的高估了我们自己的能力。
And second way of wrong planning is we underestimate God's character.
第二种错误的方式就是我们低估了神的角色。
So I'd like to talk about these two wrong ways before we get into the right way.
所以我想说，两种错误的方式在我们讲正确的方式之前。
So first of all, we overestimate our abilities.
第一个就是我们高估了我们自己的能力。
And I'd like to base it on two sub-points. One is that we tend to deceive ourselves thinking that we are in control.
我需要讲以下两点。第一点就是我们通常会欺骗自己说我们是控制所有的事情。
And secondly, we deceive ourselves thinking that we're going to be here for a long time.
第二个就是我们会欺骗自己说我们会永远待在这边，永远存在。
So let's look at that, how we overestimate our abilities.
所以我们看看我们怎么高估了我们自己的能力。
So we see in verse 13 here that James addresses a businessman.
所以我们在这个第三十章节里面，雅各书说怎么去对一个生意人说的。
Who was so assured of his traveling plans that he feels like all that he planned will come to be?
他 他对他自己的那种旅行的计划非常非常的自信，他说所有的事情都会实现的。
Many of us are like this businessman.
所有好多人都像这样这个生意人一样。
We deceive ourselves thinking that we have everything under control.
我们欺骗自己说，哦，我们所有的事情都是在我们控制当中。
But in reality, we do not.
但现实当中我们不是这样子的。
We tend to overestimate our abilities.
我们经常会高估我们自己的能力。
We claim that we have graduated from great universities and institutions.
我们宣称说我们在从非常好的大学毕业。
And we're smart and we are in control. We know what to do.
我们非常的聪明，那我们所有的东西都在我们的控制当中，我们知道我们需要做什么事情。
And it's natural for us to want to be in control.
非常自然的就是说我们想要控制一些事情。
However, in reality, there are so many things that are out of our control.
但现实当中就是有好多好多的事情都不是我们能控制的。
You see, I myself am a planner.
像我自己一样，我就是一个计划者。
I try to look ahead and plan things out.
我喜欢往前看，然后希望计划一些事情。
I'm sure many of you are planners too.
我相信你们当中也好多人是一个非常好的计划者。
When I started college, I wanted to be a doctor, like a good Chinese young man.
在我大学的时候，我就想做一个医生，还是 a real doctor.
Yeah.
哦，是一个变成一个医生，像现在的好多年轻人一样。
But that didn't come to me.
但那个没有实现。
I kind of figured out when was the best time for me to get married at 25.
我计划说我最好的结婚的时间是25岁。
I graduated from college and I worked for 3 years and I'm earning enough money, saving enough money, I'm ready for marriage.
我从大学毕业了以后，我工作了3年，然后我说最好的时间应该结婚了。
Well, unfortunately, that didn't come to pass either.
不幸的是，那个也没有发生。
Well, I targeted to go to seminary and to prepare myself to be a pastor after I finish college.
我计划去一个神学院，然后变成一个牧师。
Well, that timing was incorrect also.
那个时间也没有实现。
Well, I thought I was in total control.
我原来想我控制了所有的事情。
But there were so many things that happened that ruined my plan.
但是好多发生了好多好多事情，把我的计划都打破了。
The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 19, verse 21, it says, "Many are the plans of a man's heart."But it is the Lord's purpose that prevails.
在圣经箴言19:21中说，人心多有计谋，唯有耶和华的筹算才能立定。
We tend to overestimate our ability, thinking that we are in control.
我们通常高估了我们自己的能力，认为我们就是控制所有的事情。
It is easy to plan our life without.Considering God's will, because we deceive ourselves, thinking that we are in control.
我们通常非常容易的就认为我们计划事情的时候就不需要考虑主的计划，因为我们欺骗我们自己，我们控制所有的事情。
Although we might not say it, but many times we act as if we are God.
虽然我们没有说，但是好多时候我们都认为我们是自己就是神。
We want to be the final authority in making decisions.
我们想要变成最终的权威来做所有的决定。
You see, because we're in control, we are self-sufficient.
因为我们是控制了所有的事情，因为我们是自满的。
We really don't need God.
我们其实不是真正的需要神。
We got a cover. We know what to do.
我们知道所有的事情，我们知道我们想要做什么事情。
I have a relative that's exceptionally talented and very, very smart.
我有一个亲戚，他特别特别的聪明。
He became very successful in his career.
他在他的职业生涯都非常的成功。
His company sent him as a representative to many countries and work with top officials.
他的公司把他把他放到好多好多各个不同的国家，然后跟好多高层交流。
And his faith in the Lord diminished as he got promoted more and more up the corporate ladder.
随着他在爬梯上越来越快，升级的越来越快，他对主的信心已经消失了。
He felt, you know, I really don't need God. I could do myself.
他感觉他不是真正的需要主，需要神，他可以做，他所可以做所有的事情。
He boasts about his ability, his talent, and he boasts about how he has connection with the right people that helps him to advance.
他自夸他自己的能力，夸耀他有什么样的关系可以帮助他在他的职业生涯中爬升的非常快。
He felt that if you just have the smarts and the right connection, you know, there's unlimited levels that he can go.
他如果说他觉得他自己特别聪明的话，他就有无限多的可能性，无限多的成就可以进行。
You see, he overestimated his ability.
你可以看到，这就是他高估了他自己的能力。
James, the writer of this epistle, is rebuking those that has a self-sufficient attitude.
雅各书就是在指责这些有自满的人。
You see, man's plans are always tentative.
因为人的计划总是暂定性的。
He's not sure that it will come about in the future.
他不知道将来要发生什么事情。
We're really honest about it. We really do not know what's going to happen tomorrow.
我们真的不知道明天将要发生什么事情。
Let's to say what might happen a year from now.
更不要说我们要在一年之后会发生什么事情。
There are so many unexpected things that comes up.
有非常多没有意料的事情会发生。
That are out of our control.
那些都是不是我们能控制。
My daughter, who lives in LA, one time flew in from LA to Houston.
我的女儿住在洛杉矶，有一次她从洛杉矶飞到休斯顿来。
We're excited to see her and the family. However, the plane got delayed.
我们非常高兴可以看到她的家人，她和她的家人，但是呢，飞机延迟了。
Well, that's bad news, but the plane took off and didn't have any problem. Well, that is good news.
那是坏消息，但是飞机正常的起飞了，所以那是一个好消息。
However, they flew in Dallas and because it was a little late, there was a really tight schedule. So that's to catch the connecting flight. Well, that's bad news.
但是他飞到达拉斯的时候呢，就变得有很少的时间来上下一次飞机，所以那是一个坏的消息。
But then he found out that the connecting flight was just two gates at his arrival. Well, that's good news.
但他发现他要上的飞机只是在两个口旁边，所以它是一个好的消息。
Well, they got in to Houston early actually, and that is good news.
他来到休斯顿更早一点来到休斯顿，所以那是一个好的消息。
But when they arrived, they lost their luggage. Bad news.
但他到达的时候，他丢掉了他的行李，所以那是一个坏消息。
There are so many unexpected things that come into our life every day.
那边我们每天的生活当中都有非常非常多我们不可预见的事情。
We are deceiving ourselves if we think we have everything under control.
我欺骗我们自己说我们可以控制所有的事情。
We also deceive ourselves thinking that we're going to be around for a long time.
我们也欺骗自己说我们可以永远长存。
Let's take a look in verse 14.
我们看看第十四节。
He says, but you do not know what will happen tomorrow. Your life is like a mist. You can see it for a short time, but then it goes away.
我们读第十四节的时候，但你们不知道明天会发生什么。你们一生就像薄雾，你只能看到它片刻，然后它就消失了。
So, we see James here describing life is like a mist, like a little vapor that appears for a little while and then is gone.
我们可以看到，雅各解释说，我们的生命就像一个薄雾一样，我们看到就像一个水雾，看到一会儿，然后它就跑了，就没了。
We need to understand that life is filled with a lot of uncertainties and is also brief.
我们知道我们生命当中有非常多的不可预见的事情，同时它也是非常短暂的。
We really do not know when we will leave this world.
我们真的不知道我们什么时候会离开这个世界。
And sometimes we deceive ourselves thinking that we have a long, long time here.
有时候我们就会欺骗我们自己说我们有很长很长的时间在这个世上。
Certainly, we know all of us, sooner or later, we will die.
但肯定的是我们知道或快或慢我们都会死的。
However, we might not know when that might be.
但是我们不知道那个死的时候是什么时候。
Actually, every breath that we take is a grace from God.
我们自夸，但是我们其实我们是从，哦、oh, ，sorry， 我们呼吸都是从主那边来的啊， 来的恩典。
One Christmas, I invited our neighbors over to sing Christmas songs.
我在圣诞的时候，我邀请我的邻居们来唱圣诞歌。
And several of my neighbors were not able to make it.
好几个邻居都没有办法来。
Because there were some unexpected tragedies.
因为那些他们有好多没有预见的事故。
Unfortunately, one of my neighbor got into a car accident, and the father and the daughter was killed.
有一个邻居在发生了一个车祸，他的爸爸跟女儿都死了。
And my next door neighbor, his brother, had a quadruple bypass that day.
我邻居的另外一个，他的兄弟在那一天刚好有一个四次的心脏搭桥手术。
Another neighbor, her mother passed away that week at a young age of 68.
另外一个邻居，他的妈妈在那个星期里面已经死了，但是非常年轻的一个年龄，在68岁。
You see, life is like a mist, like a vapor. It appears for a little while and it disappears.
你可以看到我们的生命就像一个薄雾，就像一个水汽，它出现了一会儿，然后就消失了。
May we not deceive ourselves that we're going to be here for a long time?
然后我们欺骗自己说我们可以在这边活得很久。
And this passage reminds me of the parable of the rich fool.
这个圣经的提醒了我一个关于愚蠢的妇人的一个比喻。
And that's recorded in Luke chapter 12 verses 16 to 21.
那个就是在路加福音十二章十六节到二十一节里面。
Let me just read this passage to you. It says, Luke chapter 12, beginning of verse 16. It says, And he told them this parable. The ground of a certain rich man produced a good crop. He thought to himself, What shall I do? I have no place to store my crop.Then he said, This is what I will do. I'll tear down my barns and build bigger ones, and there I will store up my grains and my goods. And I'll say to myself, I have plenty of good things laid up for many years. Take life easy. Eat, drink, and be merry. But God said to him, Away, away, you fool. This very night, your life will be demanded from you. Then who will get what you have prepared for yourself? This is how it will be when anyone who stores up things for himself but is not rich toward God.
我来读这边。耶和华就用比喻对他们说，有一个财主，地里出产丰盛，自己心里说，我收成没有地方收藏，怎么办呢？又说，我要这样行，我拆掉我的仓房，另盖更大的，在那里收藏我一切的粮食和财物。我要心里说，你积蓄了好多好东西，可做多年的用，只管安安逸逸的吃喝快乐吧。神却对他说，无知的人啊，今夜就要起你的命，你为自己所预备的谁要得着呢？凡为自己积蓄在神面前却不富足的也是这样。
It is foolish to plan for a future without consulting with God.
不咨询神就为我们未来做计划是非常愚蠢的。
We really do not know many things that will happen next.
我们不知道下一步会发生什么事情。
We are just one heartbeat from death.
我们离死亡只有一次心脏跳动的时间。
My father, who worked in a restaurant for all of his life.
我的爸爸在一个餐馆里面工作了一辈子。
His boss made a lot of money in that restaurant.
他的老板在那个餐馆挣了很多很多钱。
He was only in his 50s.
他只是在五十多岁。
One day after work, he went home.
下班了以后他就回家。
And he suddenly collapsed and he died.
突然他就崩溃了，然后就死了。
There was no warning whatsoever.
没有一点的信号。
You see, he did not have control over his life.
你可以看到他是没有，对他自己的生命是没有控制权的。
God's the only one.
神才是真正的那一个人。
So we have talked about the wrong way of planning for the future.
我们已经讲了一些错误的方式对我们来做计划。
One of the ways is we tend to overestimate our abilities.
其中一个方式就是我们高估我们自己的能力。
We deceive ourselves thinking that we have everything under control, but in reality we don't.
我欺骗我们自己说我们可以控制所有的事情，但是现实当中我们不能。
We deceive ourselves thinking we're going to be around for a long time, but life could be very brief.
我欺骗我们自己说我们可以永世长存，但生命其实很短暂。
So there's a second wrong way how we plan for the future.
这边有第二个我们错误的计划。
Earlier we said we overestimate our abilities.
前面我们说我们高估了我们自己的能力。
A second way is we underestimate God's character.
第二个就是我们低估了神的角色。
We need to understand who God is. We need to value him. And sometimes we don't.
我们要认识神，我们还要知道我们要看重神。
We feel like we are self-sufficient, that we don't need God.
我们通常是自满的，我们不需要神。
And we leave him out of our planning.
我们把他保持在我们计划之外。
Let's take a look in back to James chapter 4, verse 15.
我们回到雅各书里面的第十五节。
And it says, instead, you ought to say, if it is the Lord's will, we will live and do this or that. Instead of depending on self, we need to depend on God.
你们只当说，主若愿意，我们可以活着，可以做这个事或做那事。我们不需要依靠自己，而需要依靠上帝。
So the word we see in the beginning of this sentence, instead, he's contrasting two things here.
所以你可以看到我们这个句子的前面有一个反而，所以它是对前面的一个对比。
He's contrasting self-sufficiency versus sufficiency, toward God.
他这个对比是对自满和通过神的满足。
How is it so very easy that we think we could do it all ourselves and we don't really need God?
可以看到我们多么容易就可以说我们自己可以自满，然后我们不需要神。
We see here, Scripture says that we need to follow the Lord's will because of who He is.
我们要遵从主的意志，因为就是因为神。
And I'd like to highlight two characters about God that would cause us to want to trust Him more.
我要重点说神为什么会让我们相信神更多。
Instead of underestimating God's character, we need to elevate and recognize who He is.
我们应该去更他看重的神，而不是去低估神的能力。
First, that God is sovereign.
第一个，神是至高无上的。
And secondly, that God is good.
第二个，神是善的。
Let me expand a little bit more on each of these two characters of God.
让我解释这两方面的不同的神。
As I mentioned earlier, we really are not in control.
我前面解释说，我们其实不是所有的都能控制的。
But God is sovereign. Everything is in His control.
但神是至高无上的，所有的事情都是在他的控制当中。
He has authority and power over all things.
他有所有的权威跟能力，对所有的事情都是这样子的。
The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 19, verse 21, he says, Many are the plans of man's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails.
圣经在箴言19章21节中说，人心多有计谋，唯有耶和华的筹算才能立定。
Basically, he says, we could plan all we want, but if it doesn't align with God's will,
基本上是这样子的，如果我们可以计划所有的事情，但是他这个计划如果不跟主的意志相重合的话，他不会实现的。
Instead, may we learn to be wise by finding out what God's will is, what's God's purpose, and may we then adjust our plan to match God's will.
相反，我们应该非常聪明的去计划。我们应该找到主的意愿，找到主的目的，然后我们改变我们的计划，使我们的计划跟主的计划相重合。
So not only is God sovereign, but God's good. He has the best plan for each one of us.
所以神不仅是至高无上的，也是良善的，所以他还有我们这最好的计划。
I love our song that we sang earlier about God's way. God's way is the best way.
我特别喜欢我们前面唱的歌，因为神的方式是最好的方式。
God is good.
神是良善的。
In 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 34, it says, Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His love endures forever.
在历代志上十六章三十四节中说，你们要称谢耶和华，因为他本为善，他的慈爱永远长存。
And also in Psalms chapter 34, verse 34, it says, Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him.
同样也在诗篇三十四章第八节里面，他们说你们要亲历耶和华，便知道他是良善，投靠他的人就有福了。
You see, God is our heavenly Father, and we are His children, and He is a good God. He wants the best for His children.
你可以看到神就是我们的天父，他特别对他的特别爱他们的儿女， 所以他要我们儿女们得到最好的。
Some of us have a misconception of God's will, thinking that it is like bitter medicine. But instead, may we see God's will as something that's really precious.
有些人说，主的意志是一种苦药，而不是将上帝的旨意认为一种珍贵的东西。
Ken Sandy, a well-known counselor, he said, God is not only in control of us, he is also for us. Not only is the Lord all-powerful, he is all-loving.
有一个非常有名的顾问 Ken Sanders 说，上帝不仅掌控着我们，他也支持着我们。上帝不仅全能，而且充满爱心。我们相信上帝，因为上帝掌控着我们，他也关心我们。如果我们真正
We can trust God because he is sovereign and he is good.
我们可以相信神，不仅是因为他是至高无上的，同时他也是善的。
May we not underestimate God's character.
我们不会去低估神的角色。
So we have looked at two wrong ways of planning for the future.
所以我们看到两种计划，两种错的方式来计划。
Where we tend to overestimate our abilities.
我们通常会高估我们自己的能力。
And underestimate God's character.
低估神的角色。
I like for us to look at what is the right way.Of planning for the future.
我要跟大家讲讲什么是正确的方式来计划。
We see the wrong way. Basically, we are self-sufficient. We're thinking we could do it all.
我们可以看到错误的方式就是自满，我们可以做所有的事情。
Instead, we need to turn to the Lord, for He is sufficient for us.
相反，我们应该把我们转向神，因为神。他是能满足我们所有的。
So, the first point underneath here is that the plan for the right way of planning for the future is not based on self-sufficiency.
所以第一个事情做正确的计划就是不让不是我们自我自满。
Because self-sufficiency is sin.
因为自满是罪。
I mentioned earlier, we might not say in so many words, we like to play God. We pretend we are God. We're in control.
我们前面说了，我们像扮演一个神的角色，因为我们需要控制所有事情。
And that's really based upon self-sufficiency, depending upon ourselves.
那真的是自满、自我为中心，因为完全就是依靠我们自己。
And self-sufficiency is sin.
那自满是一种罪。
It involves not only the sin of commission, but also the sin of omission.
它不仅仅是一种承诺的罪，同时也是一种忽视的罪。
In James chapter 4, verse 17, it says, "Anyone then who knows the good, but he knows the good he ought to do." And doesn't do it, he sins.
所以雅各书第四章十七节说，人若知道行善却不去行，这就是他的罪了。
And this verse reveals a disobedient attitude.
这节揭示了一种不服从的态度。
See, one thing is to be ignorant and pretend you don't know, but here. This person knows what is right and chooses not to do it.
你可以看到有一种人是无知的，你可以假装不知道，然后但是这边的是他知道，但是不去行。
And that's really defiance.
那是真正的反。
Let me give you some example.
让我给你一些例子。
We might know that we should forgive our brother, but we choose not to forgive.
我们知道我们需要对我们的原谅我们的弟兄，但我们不 不显得那样去做。
That's a sin of omission.
那就是一种忽视的罪。
So when somebody offends us, we know we should talk to that person one-on-one, but we choose not to. That's a sin of omission.
如果我们发现有人冒犯了我们，我们应该对他们面对面的交谈，但是我们不那样做，这就是一种忽视的罪。
We know we should depend on the Lord. Again, we choose not to. It's a sin of omission.
你看，我们知道我们需要倚靠神，但是我们不那样做，这也是一种忽视的罪。
And we don't because there's this self-sufficiency within us, and Scripture says that is sin.
我们不那样做是因为我们自满，那圣经说那是一种罪。
Sin of omission, refuse to make a right response to God.
这种自满就会导致我们啊，不会有一种正确的应对神的方式。
It is knowing God's will and choosing not to do it.
他正在忽视神的事情，然后不去做。
We deceive ourselves thinking that the sin of omission is not as bad as a sin of commission.
所以我们欺骗自己说，忽视的罪就不像那种承诺的罪。
And yet we knowingly choose not to obey God.
我们只选择说我们不服从神。
And God will hold all of us accountable.
神会让我们所有人都负责的。
He'll hold us accountable for knowing the right thing, and yet we do not act upon it.
让我们负责对我们所有人都做正确的事情，但是我们不去做。
But instead, may we seek God's will and choose to do it.
但其实我们应该是遵随主的意志，然后去做它。
Nor do we recognize that self-sufficiency is sin, but self-sufficiency is boasting.
我们不仅要知道，自满是一种罪，同时也知道自满是一种自夸。
We see in verse 16, in James chapter 4, verse 16, it says, As it is, you boast and brag, all such boasting is evil.
就像在十六节里面说，你们这样自夸自擂，凡这样自夸的都是罪。
So James here, the writer, is accusing of those that are self-sufficient that they brag and boast about themselves.
所以雅各就是这个作者说，自满的人的自吹自擂，骄傲通常是错的。
We need to understand that boasting and pride goes hand in hand, and it will lead one to destruction.
因为自吹自擂通常跟骄傲是如影随形的，所以会导致一个人的垮塌。
As I reflect back at my ministry,
我回顾我自己的服事的时间。
During my early years of ministry, I was a very prideful pastor.
在我早期的传道生涯中，我是一个非常骄傲自负的牧师。
Ministry was going very well during my first several years.
在我早期的传道生涯当中，一切事情都进行得非常好。
And I didn't say it in so many words, but I overestimated my abilities.
我不想说再多的语言，但是我高估了我自己的能力。
I thought I could do it by my strength and my ability.
我原来以为我可以做这，我可以通过我自己的能力。
I was prideful and bragging about my accomplishments.
我很骄傲，所以我通常会夸我自己的成就。
And I sinned against God.
这就是我对主的罪。
And to teach me this hard lesson, God humbled me.
所以这给了我一个教训，然后让神能够让我谦卑下来。
You see, I'm not as smart as I think I am.
我不是像我想象的那么聪明。
I'm not as capable as I deceive myself that I am.
我不是像我欺骗自己说的那样的有能力。
I need to remember that all the abilities and skills that God has given to me really comes from the Lord.
我需要知道啊，我那些的能力都是从主、从神来的。
And I should use it to give credit and honor to Him and not to myself.
我应该用它来啊，把我的啊荣耀都归给神，而不是归给自己。
You know, one of the key lessons that I've learned in my 40 years of ministry is that I need to find my sufficiency in God.
在我40年的传道生涯当中，有一个事情我学习到的，就是我应该从神里面得到满足。
Well, how do we plan for the future?
那我们怎么来计划我们的将来呢？
May we not base upon our self-sufficiency?
我们不是基于我们自己的自满。
But rather may we base it upon God's sufficiency.
但是我们应该基于神的满足。
We need to really admit to ourselves that we are inadequate, that we are actually weak and we need God.
我们要承认我们是无能的，是很多时候是软弱的。
Instead of pretending to be God and thinking that we're all in control, we really need to humble ourselves before Him.
我们应该谦卑下来，而不是去假装是神。
And realize that we are inadequate, we are weak.
我们要认识到我们是无能的，我们的是软弱的。
We are not in control of all things.
我们不是能够控制所有的事情的。
God is sovereign and He is good and He is sufficient for us.
神是至高无上的，神是善的，但同样他是能够满足我们所有的事情的。
May we trust God and may we pray and ask God for directions and guidance.
要我们都能够相信神，能够神相信神能够给我们最好的计划。
The reason why we do not consult with God more regularly is because we really don't know God. We only know about God.
我们时常不去向神咨询，就是因为我们不知道神。
May we understand that life is not all about me.
愿我们都能够理解，生命不仅仅是只是关于自己。
But rather that God's created us so that we might give glory to Him.
相反，神创造了我们，所以我们应该把荣耀都归给神。
A well-known pastor, his name is John Piper, and he says, God is most glorified when we are most.Satisfy in Him.
有一个非常有名的牧师叫 John Pipe， 他说，当我们对上帝感到最满意的时候，上帝就会得到最大的荣耀。
And then God desires for us to trust and depend upon Him.
上帝希望我们相信他，而且能够依靠他。
See, when we come up close to God, we.Develop an intimate relationship with Him.
所以当我们跟神接近的时候，我们可以跟神建立一个亲密的关系。
We recognize that not only is He powerful and in control of all things, but He loves us.
我们可以知道神可以控制所有的事情，但是他爱我们。
He's a good God. He wants the very best for all of us.
他是一个好的，一个善的一个神。他希望我们得到最好的。
May we truly be intentional in seeking God's will.
愿我们都能够特别的注意，特别的追寻神的旨意。
May we not demand that God adjust His will to align with our will.
我们不是让神去 改变他的旨意来，来跟我们的旨意重合。
May we instead seek what God, what do you want me to do? What is your will so that I could align my will with God's?
相反，我们应该说，我们应该知道神的主意，问神需要我们去做什么，然后所以我们可以把我们的计划，改变我们的计划，跟神重合起来。
You see, God is ultimately in control.
所以神是完全的控制。
And may we learn to submit ourselves to the Lord and depend upon Him.
所以我们要服从神，我们要依靠神。
May we choose to follow after Him.
我们要遵随神。
You know, as we start a new year, it's exciting.
所以我们新年的时候都感觉特别的激动。
It's a new beginning.
因为这是一个新的开始。
New opportunities.
新的机会。
May we pray fervently, seeking God's will for our lives for 2025.
所以我们要遵循主的意志，在我们在新的一年里面。
May we recognize and embrace that God's character, that He is sovereign and He is good.
让我们认识到神的角色，就是他是至高无上的，他也是善的。
May we seek to be obedient to Him.
我们可以看到神的服从神。
And knowing that He has the very best for us.
也知道他是有我们最好的东西给我们。
May we make ourselves available for God to use us in 2025.
让我们时刻准备着，让神来使用我们。
And may we find our sufficiency in the Lord.
可我们在神里面得到满足。
Okay, let us pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we thank you for this passage, and Lord, we confess that many times we overestimate our ability, and we rely on ourselves. We think we are in total control. We know what to do. But yet, Lord, may we remember that there are a lot of things that are out of control. And may we recognize who you are, and not to rely upon our own strength, but rather to rely upon you, Lord. So as we start a new year, may we follow your footstep. And may we have the most exciting and most adventurous year to come. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.